You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Thanks so much for listening to the Cooligans. In the first segment today, we talk about Jermaine Jones. He's getting a little emo online. We try to respect it as much as possible. Oscar Pereja might be gone. Jim Curtin might not. A bunch of other stuff.
In the second segment, we talk about a new rapper that we're going to be highlighting on the show, CJ Green. Also, Cuba against Dominican Republic. The most important game over the weekend. Yeah, it's international break. Yeah, MLS playoffs are not here. But there's still a lot of important soccer. And the Dominican on this show is quite upset.
That's right. It's absolutamente clásico.
All this and more today on the
Cooligans.
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby.
Energy up before the Thanksgiving tryptophan hits. And then we get, we're just sleepy on this show.
You know
show.
I keep that tryptophan in my cup, mix it with some Sprite.
Okay, yeah, all right. It's very interesting what you keep in your trap house compared to others.
It is, it's more of a abattoir. We kill pigs in there.
All right, I don't even know what that is.
Abattoirs where they kill pigs.
What a fancy name for something so brutal.
For a butchery, essentially. Nothing brutal about it. It's beautiful. Feed yourself.
They're livestock, that's all. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going? My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
You're listening to The Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host a soccer podcast that is also the funniest soccer podcast that you've ever listened to.
Yeah, and it also happens to be the gulliest soccer podcast.
That's right.
Bang, bang, gang, gang.
We spoke about slaughtering pigs before we even got to the soccer. So this is what a range that we really have.
This is what we do. What other podcast you know talks about soccer and also says the word abattoir? Don't exist.
All right. It's really lacking in quality when
100%
when you're listening to those other shows. Yes, welcome to the show. This is Thanksgiving is coming up. Are you doing anything fun?
Yeah, I'm going to both families. So your boy's eating twice.
Okay, but
get it?
We mean like your normal family and then the family you hide behind you, behind the back of
the
your
family
wife.
My wife doesn't know about. She's coming with me though. It's about time.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are connecting and bonding in new ways.
Which we should probably talk about Jermaine Jones. No, I'm going to my in-laws and I'm going to my family.
Okay.
It'll be dope. I guess my laws. I don't know. What do you call your own family? Just your family?
I don't know. Yeah. But laws, you have no interest in laws.
Yeah, laws don't exist, my guy.
They don't apply to me.
They're just general rules for everybody else. So we're going to, I'm probably going to do like a meal at my, because the food's different.
Oh, you going to change it up this year?
Yeah. The food's mad different. Like my wife's family eats like a very Italian themed Thanksgiving. Turkey's still there, mad dry. Okay.
All right.
They don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Not with turkey. They're crushing it in other departments. And then we'll go to my house and it's just like arroz con pollo. There's pork everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like a little piece of turkey just in case my wife is hungry. So, it's pretty dope.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sort of doing the same thing. I'm actually going to, I don't have in-laws technically because I'm not married.
Your girlfriend's family.
My girlfriend's family.
Uh-oh.
Is there a name for that? You know? Step in-laws?
Pre-law?
Pre-law. Yeah, but I'm also, my brother just moved to Newark recently. He bought a new house in Newark. He had a condo and now he bought a house in Newark. So I'm actually going to be in Newark.
Yo.
For Thanksgiving.
Cooligans, both going to be in Brick City, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
We told you where the gully is.
Yeah. I have to do is get my bulletproof vest before I go.
And helmet. Bring that helmet with you. Maybe throw some bulletproof shin pads in there.
I just wearing a full kit wagger, but it's a bulletproof full kit wagger.
Damn, you put on weight. No, actually, it's all bulletproof.
It's all for protection.
I'm wearing armor.
I think I think Nigel De Jong is out here. Yeah,
is there chainmail under this?
So I'm excited about that.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be in Newark.
All
what
right.
part of Newark? Do you know?
I don't know.
You have to say the street.
The fancier version of Newark.
Yeah. Well, then clearly not where I'm going to be. I'm in the North Ward.
I forgot the neighborhood name.
Is it Forest Hills?
No, I think it was University Heights, I think.
Oh, I know where you're at.
So, but it's like not far from there.
Yeah.
Because
that's
where he used to live.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
Okay, cool.
All right. It's not that fancy.
I know where you're at. And I know I'm going to send some peoples around there.
It ain't that fancy. By the way, I have to send nobody. Peoples are just always around there. I don't know who they are. They don't run with me.
So a couple things. Look, this is not only is it an international break, but it's an MLS break as well.
Yes, it is.
So, you know.
Which is the perfect time during the playoffs. What a way to kill that wonderful momentum you had.
I'm just going to take a sabbatical during the most important games of the year.
Right. It's like you're telling a story and you're like, and here's the part that's crazy. All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to take a nap. You're like, No.
Okay.
We've been paying attention for months.
This is the wrong time for a cliffhanger. We need to know what's going on. Because there's less games to talk about, there's no shortage of drama.
No. This is the spilled tea episode.
Yeah, I don't want people to think like, oh, there wasn't many games. What are the cool things you're going to talk about? No.
Oh, bro, we got a lot. We have almost too much to talk about.
I did want to highlight a review that made me laugh a lot, and it was and I was slightly embarrassed by, because make sure you leave an iTunes review. Thank you to everyone who on the last episode we mentioned we only had 10. We needed 10 more to reach 300 reviews.
Yep,
we surpassed that.
We're at 303Z.
Exactly. So thank you so much for everyone who left a review. It is very, very helpful, and it helps us climb the iTunes ranking. So if you haven't left a review, do that immediately. And there's people who've been listening to the show for like 2 years, 3 years, haven't left a review. Like, are you serious?
What you waiting for, though?
That's good. You got to get to it already. So, but I did want to point out this review, and because this made me laugh a lot. So this was, I don't know if you remember, a couple days ago, there was we got a tweet from, so the name is Señorita Intellectual. This is on, this was on Twitter. And she was tweeting at us, but I didn't know it was a girl. I didn't know it was a woman that was tweeting at us.
Because it's a dude at first, and then there's like two women in the photo.
Exactly, right.
So how are we supposed to know who it is? Biggest head in there is a black dude. We assumed it was that guy.
So what? Like, I mean, like, it's an honest mistake, right? But she left a review on iTunes. So thank you for that. So this is, here's the review. It says, so best football podcast ever. So shout out. Thank you so much. And the username on iTunes was Arge Guaya. And he goes, well, the time has come to review the podcast. I've been listening for a couple months now, catching up on some back episodes, and I'm all caught up now, which is, if you caught up to like 100 and something episodes, like, yo, I'm proud of you. That's incredible.
Yes, wild talk. First of all, where do you find the time?
We barely have the time to do this damn show. She goes, I'm all caught up now. It, in all caps, it's so good. I legit laugh out loud alone in my car often. As a Latina woman, football fanatic, and advocate for the advancement of the sport and the culture in this country, along with the integration and overlap of football and minority cultures, it speaks to me on so many levels. I should also add that her, so this is me speaking out. So
yeah.
That her Twitter account has PhD in it. So this is why.
All
those words came from. I'm like, yeah.
I thought she was reading the back of a shampoo bottle. where do all them words come from?
All right. So we get this is incredible.
You read ingredients to Skittles?
It's mostly poison. I don't know if you know that. So. She goes, I hope this podcast goes on forever. Thank you so much for that. Very sweet. And said, point of interest, Christian thought I was a boy on Twitter because, and then in all caps, God forbid a girl likes football and the Cooligans. It's Señorita Intellectual. I forgive you, Christian. Well, thank you for your forgiveness.
Well, thank you.
But
honest mistake.
But this is what I saw when I was tweeting at her. I replied with bro. I said, bro, which is
anybody,
which
can
is
get
not
that.
Even gender specific at this point, right? But I did tweet that, and she was like, hey, did you think I was a guy? And I'm like, yeah, I thought you were a guy because there's a guy right there on the photo. This is what I thought when I saw the
the avatar on Twitter, I thought it was a guy with two girls being like, yo, look at me out here.
This is what happens when you go to Orlando City.
Yo,
game.
When you get a PhD, you got two girls with you.
don't you have a PhD to play hating the green? Okay.
So, yes, that's why we presume that. So, apologies for that, but thank you.
You do got a balling photo of you hanging out with your friends.
There's plenty of, I know we used to joke around a lot when we first started this show, like especially in like the first 6-7 months, we were like, we didn't understand why women would listen, right? Because we would be like, we're too dumb comedians. And not because women are not into soccer.
Or it's dumb comedy.
We just didn't assume
anyone would care.
That's very much it. We just thought like, oh, women, like most women cannot tolerate us talking about soccer. Right. So the women in our lives.
The women in our lives have shut us out. So we assume no other women would pick up where they left off.
So it's, most of the dudes that hit us up on Twitter, I'm just like, oh, I'm just assuming it's just like the demographic is mostly just nerdy dudes.
Yeah.
But I'm proud to
welcome. We have a really good balance of male and female that are hitting us up.
Yeah, yeah. So
this is pretty dope.
So this is a great apologies for the assumption.
Yeah. That's just Christian being mad misogynist.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hanging about this culture.
No, man. This is we appreciate it and it's cool and it's but it was a fun mistake to make because we had this moment and this review. So thank you so much for that. So make sure you leave a review on iTunes. Always super helpful.
I got one real quick.
Go.
Well, there's two. First is, the title is Es Pajita.
Okay.
Which is a word for a straw, which clearly it's not called Pajita, but this person wants the subject to be called Es Pajita. It's by M.R. Fernandez. And then gave us 5 stars, which is really nice. And then the message itself is 5 stars, pero Es Pajita. Gun emoji, the water pistol emoji, and what I believe is the Uruguayan flag. Right?
I can't really see it too well on the
computer.
I mean, you should know because...
I should know this. That is 100% the Uruguayan flag.
The Uruguayan flag has the little sun face.
The sun, but then the stripes.
And the stripes, yeah.
So, my own peoples, out here saying it wrong, absorbente. But the real one I wanted to read is Los Goonies. That's the title, 5 stars by Lord Wyke. He put, as a Quakes fan and MLS living in Washington Heights.
Wow.
Wow.
How did you get?
That is a rarity.
What was this migration process that you made?
That's as rare as a Polish person dancing in Washington Heights. Van, living in Washington Heights, this is the perfect podcast to listen to while trapped underground on my daily commute to Brooklyn. The banter, the jokes, and some soccer, if you're lucky. Grab some Café Bustelo and have a listen, my guy. 5 stars. Shouts to you, Lord Wyke. Basically, Little Dominican Republic.
That's right. I would say Big Dominican Republic.
That's bigger than, I think. As probably has the equal population.
No.
And sometimes you see Drake.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, whenever Romeo Santos comes out with a new bachata song, Drake is out there like, yo, can I get on this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this cool? I brought French Montana with me. Can we get on?
So thank you again for the reviews. It means the world to us. So, all right. Let's just get to the drama first. And look, there's a lot going on. We're going to talk about coaching moves, coaching hires.
We're
going to
talk about our content.
We're going to talk about our content. But we have to really get to Jermaine Jones because this is...
this is a big one.
This is a big one. And this is incredibly sad / incredibly entertaining.
It's entertaining, but it's not fun to see.
This is the interesting thing that this is... if this story... this IG story happened in any other sport, any other very big American sport.
World news.
This would just Twitter would lose its mind. Jermaine Jones, if you haven't seen the last couple of weeks, I forgot about this. His Twitter is, his Instagram is private.
But we're already in. We got in before the lock.
But it was private, I think, even a year ago.
I think after the... probably our fault. After the the Jordan Morris thing.
We made it private? Do you think it was us? I don't know.
We kind of blew that up a little bit.
I mean, but he did it. I mean, we're not doing anything that he's not.
No, he put it out there for the world to see. We just put it out for the rest of the world to see.
Exactly. Which is, I think, we're doing it for the culture.
Yeah, we out here.
So Jermaine Jones, if you don't know, is going through a breakup with his wife of, I think, a long time. Over 10 years, I believe. They have, I believe, 5 children. And he is very publicly... having a meltdown and being like...
I think he's handling it by posting live Instagram live videos and Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Of him being like, oh, so you did this, like, as he finds new information.
Yeah.
About apparently a tryst that she had with someone else.
Yeah.
She apparently cheated on him.
Yes.
Apparently, this is what the best we could surmise from the video.
He's saying it. Yeah, he's posting.
Yeah, no, he's
photos of the dude.
He's posting photos of the dude who we found out is a French actor and singer.
Yes,
named David Chevet.
Yeah, I think he was on Dancing with the Stars, I believe.
Oh boy,
I mean, so look,
Dancing with your girl. So David, Mr. Steal Your Girl, Chevet.
Went to the Barco School of Dating Tips.
Uh-huh. It ain't just Barco. So apparently they also went on vacation recently, or they were away from home.
Who's they?
The Joneses.
Okay.
And he came home. Apparently the last thing he put, so he put all this information out, and then the last story he put up is just a picture of him driving, and he put nothing but positive vibes. I'm home now. And then he starts to do the laundry and he shows a video of him going through the laundry and he goes, oh, but look what I find. And it's lingerie.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I haven't seen this in a long time. So, and like,
yeah, basically, like, oh, she doesn't wear this for me.
Yeah. Making the assumption, why would she bring this on vacation?
Yeah.
And
why
is it dirty?
Yeah. Why do you need to clean this lingerie that she does
not
wear?
Send this to the lab. Send this to Maury. Okay. We need to find what liquids may or may not be on this. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch. You and I were kind of posting with the big wide eyes, and Ariel Castillo was like, no, I feel sad. And we're like, so do we, but we want more. We want to know what's happening.
Yeah, this is where I think the difference in how the different sports are covered,
right,
that if this really happened in NBA or something like that, people would be like, yo, I need to get all these. There would be a serial type podcast about where this underwear came from and what she was doing.
100%. People like BuzzFeed would be making videos like 6 weeks from now, like, what you missed. You know, here's
the details you didn't see.
All the drama. And also stick around at the end for cinnamon bun recipes. It would be lit. Everyone would have some type of content on this.
So,
and I think it's just the thing of, like, you know, we want people to see American soccer talk about this kind of thing.
We want to see, look, if it's part of the culture, then it's the good and the bad is part of it. This is where we try to differ, maybe I think, from other shows, in that it's not just a whole love fest. You know, like, we were getting crap from Pro Rel people, right? Like, all these jokes. And it's like, you don't listen to the show.
You clearly don't listen to the show. And
nobody's
idiots.
Fighting you. I mean, we're not.
No.
We're
we
not.
Were trolling the guy.
We
at
were
that point.
Making fun of you.
We were just posting what you would say and, like, you mad? You know, like, it's so stupid.
Like, be mad. It's just like, but you're not listening. We there's some nuance to how we feel about stuff.
Yeah, and you ain't getting any likes, so clearly no one's listening to you either, okay?
So, but I think this is one of these moments where it's like, well, if this dude, this is a prominent player, American player, no matter how German he sounds, he played for the U.S. men's national team.
Living in L.A.,
scored incredible goals for the men's national team. Has a lot of caps, has a real history. So if he's doing this, this is not a thing where we're like, oh, it's sad. Let's not really share with other people. I mean, I understand it makes you sad, and I'm not saying anyone's sad.
It is sad. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. Even I was being mad, like, you know, Messi, and I did a screen recording of the video just to, because I knew he would delete it.
Right.
I gotta keep it forever, so I have it. I didn't want to post it because I didn't want to just be like adding to the
look what's happening.
Because it's like a serious, and
because it's real shit.
Because it's real, yeah. And the big
it's the
thing,
breakdown of his family. This is the mother of his kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that he's clearly mad at her, right? Yeah. And I understand that you're mad at a woman for cheating on you. I understand that. There's still...
It's atrocious.
There's a difference between... Look, he is a prominent figure, and he can... And what tends to happen with women who walk out of the house, you know, on the internet, you know, and they talk about it on the internet, is that there's a lot of criticism, and there's going to be... Like, I don't know what she did or did not do.
Right.
But... He can easily sick people on her, very publicly shame her.
Right.
For something we don't really know much about. We're only hearing one side of the story.
That's true. We don't know what happened. We don't know what caused it. We don't know what led to it. We're simply commenting and sharing what can be shared as to what's happening. And it's not, you know, I sort of don't want to make jokes about it because it's like, this is somebody's life falling apart. But at the same time, it's happening on, he's publicly airing it.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of letting people know, like, hey, this thing's happening.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, like, literally a lot of the posts are about, like, I married the wrong person, and I mean, it's like a never ending thing. I mean, in reality,
you know somebody, but if they mess you twice,
dude, it
then
is
the third time is your fault. First is a lesson.
Jermaine Jones sounds like those cheesy inspirational quotes.
The Instagram quotes. Gandhi didn't say none of this. Y'all need to know that Gandhi didn't say shit like this.
But look, I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's just, look, this is a soccer player melting down on the internet. It's gonna be talked about.
You gotta get it out.
This is his therapy.
Yeah, you gotta get it out somehow.
He's getting his therapy. Like his therapist is the Instagram DMs that people reply to. It's like, thank you for.
And you know that it's lit. They're like, go ahead, do you, man. You're great. Yeah,
let her know.
Yeah. She can't do you like that.
But it's tough, man. Look, good thing Instagram stories disappear. You know,
24 hours.
24 hours. Not to say I still have evidence.
Oh, the streets keeps watching.
But at the very least, you know, he does have a lot of children. Like, it'd be weird if, like, when your parents split up, there was an Instagram like compilation of everything that happened.
Oh God. My father, whoever he is, being mad emo on Instagram story.
So it's a shame, man. I hope for the best. I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, it's there's nothing you can really say. There's no way to really like sort this out. The hope is that he has some friend, you know, maybe you know, the recommendation that Jermaine Jones made to Jordan Morris about, like, he wants his dog. Really, you're gonna stay for your dog? Maybe you need a dog right now.
I know, yeah.
A little puppy.
Why don't you go to Jordan Morris's house and play with his dog?
You get a little bit of comfort and solace. You know, dogs are incredible creatures that can make you really feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the person to ask about this. I don't know anything about dogs, but yeah, apparently, so, you could use a friend. And if that one has four legs, then go for it.
Exactly. So
just don't let him around your girl.
He will hump your girl. Yeah. Dogs will definitely hump your girl. Just keep that in mind.
Lingerie again?
All right. So
good luck to the Joneses.
Hopefully, Jermaine Jones. So let's talk about some other stuff. Oscar Pereja?
Oh, he's leaving.
He's leaving.
He's going to Mexico. He's going to Tijuana. All the good coaches are going to Mexico.
So Oscar
Fingers Pereja, crossed for Domi Torrent.
announced that he will be... I don't know. I know he's leaving, but it's not official that he's going to be the next manager for Cholos.
Not for Tijuana, yeah.
But that seems to be the case. So, actually, a little insight. I got a little bit, a little scoop before...
Of ice cream? What flavor?
Too much sugar. I'm trying to take a break from sugar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. So I got a message saying that this was a potential move, that Pereja was seen out in Tijuana, like, checking out the scene or whatever. And
who caught him? Jermaine Jones?
Jermaine Jones.
He's catching everybody.
So I was hearing little murmurs of this, and I didn't want to believe it because we had just interviewed him.
And he's our dad.
Yeah. Talk about dads leaving.
I mean, again? Oscar?
We can't handle more of this.
Wow. Is this going to happen every 30 years?
So... Oscar Pereja is officially resigned from FC Dallas, and you know, now the questions, everybody, after it was announced, people were like, "Uh oh, the Cooligans curse."
I mean,
I don't know.
It's kind of,
I don't know. I mean,
you know what? There's proof. It may not be a smoking gun, but yeah, there seems to be one pile seems to be a little bit higher than the other.
Okay, we're hoping this has nothing to do with anything, but look, it's disappointing. Disappointing. I mean, like, I think from especially with how much, like, how much we were, like, inspired by him and influenced by him. And
yeah.
We hung out with him, what, 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
In what was supposed to be a 5-minute interview.
But he loved us so much.
And he was like, come here, come to my bosom, young men.
And we suckled hard.
And now he is taking that teat away.
Yeah.
And going to Mexico. Congrats. I mean, obviously a bigger move, probably more money.
Definitely more money. And you know what? He did come back to FC Dallas to sort of fix it back up. And he was a player there for a while.
Leaving a legacy out.
And he changed. He changed some things about the way the team was structured and the way the team plays. And they have a system that's going to continue to be in place as far as, you know, bringing up the youth players. Now it's a question of what kind of coach do they go out and get, you know?
Yeah.
I personally think Caleb Porter is a perfect fit there. Now he actually has an academy he can pick from. He can play his style that he's always wanted to play. You know, he might be a little bit, you know, upset with the way some of the front office handles some things, or maybe the audience attendant, the fan attendance, whatever the case may be. But he's going to get an opportunity to make some changes. And I think, the hell's he doing? He's just sitting at home. This is a great job to take.
I've heard from, I think, Matt Doyle, some of the stuff he was saying, that Luchi Gonzalez, who is the academy coach, which is how, you know, Pareja was the academy coach.
And moved up.
Then he was assistant and then the head coach. And I think this might be the next move, like to hire from within. And clearly FC Dallas, they have a system in place and, you know, sort of a plug and play. And
the fans will not be happy about that.
I think because of the pressure from the other teams and how much money they're spending and kind of the big signings and the splashy moves that they make. I think FC Dallas fans might be a little disappointed because this is not...
It's not a big name.
It's not a big name, and it's not going to do the thing that they, I think, hope for, is to just put butts in seats. And,
yeah, no, it's not going
to
happen.
They still have to deal with that. So, yeah.
A guy named Lucci is not going to bring in the butts.
That's my mom's name.
Lucci?
That's her nickname. It's Lucy, but they call her Lucci.
Lucci. All right, well.
So I don't know.
Your mom could be the coach of Lucci.
But the...
Everybody's going to be well-fed.
He's from Hialeah. Is he Cuban? I don't know if he's Cuban.
Oh, man, then I'm all for it.
I think this might change everything for me.
Yeah, this changes todo. What's his name, Lucci Acosta?
Lucci, no, that's a different guy. Lucho is...
Lucho Acosta.
Gonzalez. Lucci... Gonzalez. So I don't know if he's Cuban, but...
Well, if he's from Hialeah, it's good enough for me. he is from Hialeah. Damn. Young guy, too. He's 38 years old.
Okay.
All right. Is he a cousin?
So there's other coaching news that we'll talk about. It's like, I just want to make sure... We give a shout out to our sponsor, one of our sponsors for this episode, Northland Video. Remember Northland Video, Alexis?
Of course,
we talked about them last week. Remember, look, if you need basically if you need to get a highlight video done of your kid is going to college or whatever, like, and you know, they need to get into a soccer program or they're trying to get into some academy. If you want a legit highlight video of like of your kid just flexing on these fools, just looking great, this is the thing that you need. Go to northlandvideo.com and that they do exactly that. They're based in the Seattle area. So there's two things. So like if you are in the Seattle area and want to get something filmed, they can help you with that. If you have footage and if you're from, you know, somewhere else in the country, you can send them your footage and they can edit it for you and they can highlight the best parts that will make your kid look good and get that scholarship.
And that's the important thing. It's like, yo, I know you love your kid and I know you know how well they play, but let a professional put that together in a way where he goes out and speaks to coaches and sees what it is they're looking for.
Yeah.
So he knows what they want to see in the tape. It's not just you as a parent trying to put together something that you think is going to help. This guy knows exactly what's going to help get them to the next level. So do that. And if you use Cooligans, you're going to get a hell of a discount.
That's right.
You're going to get half off your assembly fee, which is insane.
That's right. So that's $75 in savings. So all you got to do is let them know that the Cooligans sent you and you'll save $75. You get 50% off the assembly fee. So it's, you know, it's better than, you know what, like when a lot of parents, when they film their kids on their phone or whatever, and it's just mostly all you hear is the parents being like, shoot the ball, Jim, shoot it. You know, but
like,
you don't need that.
Shoot from halfway.
No, that's not what we need.
That's not what we need.
Go to northlandvideo.com and let them know that the Cooligans sent you. All right. So, let's talk about,
by the way, I looked it up. He is not Cuban.
Lucci Gonzalez.
Lucci is not. He's mixed white and Latino. He's Irish and German on his mother's side, Peruvian and Spanish on his father's side.
Okay.
So, but you grew up in Hialeah.
Yeah, you're basically. Yeah,
so okay. He says absurd venta, is all I'm saying.
We've confirmed that, yes. So another coaching move that was a bit of a surprise. Another year for Jim Curtin out in Philly.
And the fans went ballistic.
Pretty much lost their minds.
They're not happy about it.
Yeah. Philadelphia has been living in a world of, you know, mediocrity. You know, I mean, it's just that MLS is moving faster than the Philadelphia Union are.
The Philadelphia Union are like, what, where's that league we signed up for?
this is all different. Okay?
Why did we got Mercedes? This isn't right. I mean, they posted coaching news. Jim Curtin will be returning for the 2019 season. Nice photo of him looking somewhat unsure, but his arms are crossed as if he's trying to tell you he's sure. Returning for 2019, Jim Curtin. Nice little ad or a nice little artwork. First response, cheapest organization in MLS. Next response is a reply to that. Cheapest organization in American pro sports. There, I fixed it. The next one is that's so Union with their new mascot pointing at you.
Fang, yeah.
Yeah, Fang, that's right. And then people just went, literally there's not one positive for a while.
It's very
hooray, more mediocrity. They just made my decision not to renew my season tickets. Founding member no longer. That's a founding member.
Yeah.
Perfect. Feel justified for not renewing my 4-season tickets. Ouch. The team continues to disappoint. Absolutely horrible.
All right, we don't have to go through all. There's a lot of just, it's weird.
Someone just put a gif of them saying, fuck you.
It's weird because, it's strange for a good thing to happen in somebody's life. He's like, he got another contract. There's like he should be happy. His family should be happy. But literally everyone on the internet is like, bro, you're done. Please stop. Don't do this to me. This is the worst day of my life.
Everyone's like, again, more of the same. One guy just yelled, we're apparently going with a formation with 2 strikers. That's it. He's very upset.
So, look, I feel bad for the Union, and they are notoriously known for their owner not wanting to spend any money. And
wait, one guy says Jim Curtin is a great coach. There we go.
Okay, we found Jim Curtin's burner account.
It was deep. Deep in there. You know it would have been his burner account if he was like, come on, guys.
Come on. He's not so bad. So... it's a bummer, especially in the Eastern Conference. And it's weird because the Philadelphia Union are not bad. They're not a terrible team. They're not missing the playoffs. But this is almost better. I like seeing this from Philadelphia Union fans.
I want to get them a little riled up, some emotion.
It's similar to Arsenal fans that are like, we don't belong in sixth place.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because somebody put, this is how I felt when Wenger kept coming back.
Yeah.
Poor choice. Yeah, I mean, it kind of does feel
Jim
like
Curtin
that.
Is the Arsene Wenger of MLS. Like
only the last half of his career, which is not that good. But yeah, they lost 3 Open Cups in a row. I mean, 3 Open Cup finals in a row. I mean... Or 3 Open Cups finals total. I wasn't sure if it was in a row.
I don't know if it was in a row. They're not the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I mean, nonetheless, to get him to that point, everyone's like, look how great he is. And then you lose and you're like, you can't keep losing, bro. I mean, we're trying to sell you here.
Yeah, cause I remember.
Fang don't even believe in you anymore.
And he's new. He just got here. I like seeing it. I like seeing even though people are being nobody's being necessarily like besides the FUs, you know, nobody's being necessarily rude about this.
Well, somebody put this ain't it, Chief. So it's kind of rude in the dopest way possible. Shouts to Jimmy Jack.
They care enough to be like, no, this is not the move that we want, and this is not more of the same is not what we want. There has to be some changes. And so I'm happy to see it, even though people are like losing their minds, but,
that's funny shit.
The other teams that are making, look at the NYCFCs of the world, Atlanta United, even Red Bulls, even like the fact that they can make those, big moves and they're not necessarily afraid of changes, right?
No, they're not. So but they have a system in place where they can just plug and play. You know, we talk about this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A lot of teams are like, oh, we lose a coach, bring in this new guy. This is what we do here. Move on. You know, it's like Chipotle. You know? Oh, we got to need a new manager? All right, well, here's a couple laminated sheets of paper. that tell you exactly what it means to be a manager here.
Yeah, the laminated sheet of paper is also the employee of the month. Yeah.
Well, it's laminated, so the tears. If you're in Philadelphia, it's the fans' tears.
A bummer. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do? Look, I think they're probably going to be fine. They're probably going to make the playoffs again. End up in
well, that's the problem. If someone's complaining that they suck, it's like this is mediocre.
Yeah,
we're gonna do just good enough for people to be okay with it.
Yeah, them losing to NYCFC two times in a row in 4 days is
that's tough.
It's room. It's room to be like, all right, can we not do this?
And the worst part is, it gave us hope as NYCFC fans.
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake. I blame the Philadelphia Union for NYCFC's
come on, Jim Curtin.
Early departure from the playoffs.
How dare you?
how dare you let us win by the exact same scoreline two times in a row? Yeah. So, a couple other things because we have a ton more to talk about in the next segment. But Zlatan Ibrahimovic to
AC Milan.
AC Milan. It seems to be that the reports are coming out. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
He has conquered MLS for the 4 months he was
here.
Well,
he won here. He won a trophy, so he can leave. Oh, he didn't?
Oh, he didn't. He didn't. I don't think he did that.
Oops.
I expected it to happen. I was holding out hope that it wouldn't. I think Zlatan is such a huge addition to MLS, and it makes the league incredibly more entertaining. I think it's a weak ass move for him.
He's in a promotional tour at the moment anyway. I mean, he's done. So
he's done.
This is like Beckham when he went to PSG. This kind of
Beckham
like
at least played like 2-3 years.
But that's what happened when Zlatan coming here. He just went for a little bit, did his thing, looked really good. He's done now. He's going to go to AC Milan, play for 6 months. This is the end of it.
You think end of his career? You think he's retiring?
Yeah, I mean, he's like 40 years old, dude.
He's not 40. I believe he's
75.
36, if I'm not mistaken. 35, 36.
He's had both his knees have more lines on them than railroad tracks. It's insane. The guy's had so many surgeries. Just let it go.
But still, look, he still scored a bunch of goals, made the league more entertaining.
He is a physical powerhouse.
I'm allowed to be bummed a little bit.
Yeah, he played really well here. You know, I thought he was going to be a bust, and it turns out I was way wrong. So
you were quite wrong. Is there anything else? Then we have to talk about Cuba against the Dominican Republic. I want to do that in the next segment.
Let's do that in the next segment.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to The Cooligans. We just have a word from one of our sponsors. They're back, baby. Away Days.
Away Days. I don't know if you guys remember. If you were listening a couple months ago, Away Days was a big hit with the fans. A couple people from when we were on the World Cup Comedy Tour came out wearing their Away Days merch. So
all because of us.
All because of us, not because of anybody else, just us.
Nope.
Nobody that we were doing the tour with.
Yep. That's because of the Total Cooligan Show. But here's what the cool thing is. So they have dope hoodies, beanies, shirts, everything. Go to awaydaysfootball.com. Check that all out. But here's the real thing. You got holidays are coming up. You got to get people gifts. And this is what our fans went nuts for. Mystery kits.
The mystery kit is really, it's like a mystery from the pickup artist. But
wow.
No, but you purchase a kit and you don't know what kit you will be receiving. It will be a random one. It will, most of the time, it is it might be a second division club in England. It might be a fourth division club in Turkey. But they're all official kits, high quality.
They're real kits.
Real kits.
No bootlegs. Nothing misspelled. Nothing off center.
AC Malone.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Carl?
Post? Very interesting. Go to awaydaysfootball.com and make sure you use the promo code Cooligans and you will receive 15% off on your order. So a mystery kit on its own, it's already only $25. So 15% off of that.
Good. It's wild. That's at least like $75 off, right?
It's a give or take. Yeah. They're going to be giving you money to order.
What a great deal.
No, that's not
15% off everything.
I'm not going to rely on Alexis's skill in math to do these ads.
I got all types of math skill. 110%.
Quick maths. Yeah. Go to awaydaysfootball.com. It is, I'm very clear, like it's a small company. It's a very like mom and pop and the people that are involved in getting your shirt to you. It is very hands-on. It's not just some big old corporate.
It's not a bunch of those machines on on like how it's made.
Sure.
It's just two dudes in a building just trying to figure it out. But it's really cool. And check this out. Look, you're not going to get an Arsenal jersey. You're not going to get like a Tottenham jersey or Manchester United. Like Christian said, you're going to get...
You don't know.
Well, you're not going to get the top.
It's usually not the top one because
you're going to get like something different that you might not know, and it's really cool.
And also, if you are like an Arsenal fan, you can let them know in the note to be like, "Yo, don't send me a Tottenham kit."
Yeah, please don't send me a Tottenham kit. And if you're a Tottenham fan, don't send me an Arsenal kit, or please do so I stop getting made fun of. You know, whatever it is you want, it's dope. Like you might get like some from Sweden. You know what I mean? It might be the team that missed out on Zlatan. You know what I mean? Because he went to Malmo, right? You might get something dope like that. Some team you never heard of, and guess what? That might be your new favorite team
Sweden. And then you are the person that has like the fresh original kit that none of your friends have.
Nobody got that fit.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. Yo, let's say you just went through a breakup. Buy this for yourself, 15% off, right? You throw on a third division Swedish kit, walking around the city feeling bad about yourself. And then a Swedish girl's like, "Oh, that is where my family is from." I don't know if that's a Swedish accent. And you're like, "Really?" And next thing you know, you're getting married. Okay?
Okay.
And she's not going to do you like Jermaine Jones, his wife. And
so, Jermaine Jones needs to order a mystery kit.
Yo, Jermaine, order a mystery kit. And guess what? Probably go play for that team because you've got time on your hands now. What I'm trying to say is this could be the beginning of the rest of your life. Go to awaydaysfootball.com, put in the code Cooligans, order yourself a mystery kit. Yo, do it every month. Yeah, baby, we're back.
We are. All right. I want to make sure I mention this because we got last week we had FIFA on the show.
FIFA was on the show. FIFA crushed it. Crushed people watching the YouTube
perform.
Video.
Just we were playing some of his music, and I think this has started a little bit of some momentum and a little bit of a snowball effect.
Right.
And
well, we've been saying we're hip hop fans, but now people are like, wait. You also want to play us on your podcast? Wait.
So,
all right. Now.
No, but look, we have another rapper that is based in Atlanta. This is an Atlanta United fan.
That's right, Waka. Flocking up.
the indie art, independent artist.
Yeah, this isn't one who's paid by Atlanta United to be a fan.
No, but this is a huge shout out. We're glad he allowed us to play some of his music on the podcast. CJ Green, he is a rapper in Atlanta.
Got so many dope tracks on.
He got a couple dope tracks, and we're gonna play a song at the end of this podcast that you should listen to. It is called "An Interlude Inspired by Alcohol." And it's very much a track. It's not just an interlude. It's not just a mad rapper on Diddy albums. You know, it's just a great track. I mean, it's not trap music.
No, it's kind of, but it's in that vein though. It's definitely got a little bit of an Atlanta, but also like a little bit of a New York sound to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's smooth. You know,
it's a little sultry.
You have this with a little bit of bourbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't drink bourbon, but you know what I mean.
Probably Jermaine should be listening to this joint right now, actually.
But no, it's a dope track, and you'll hear it at the end of the show, and
it kind of has like a little bit of a Mac Miller vibe to it.
Yeah, I love it. And look, and I like especially fans of American soccer and also, you know,
hip hop,
doing hip hop and like doing all the hip hop.
You're doing hip hop. You like the soccer.
So this is dope. And this is all what, you know, this is exactly what we're about. We're trying to merge these cultures. We're doing it. We're trying to do a comedy, but we obviously love music. And if you're a rapper, and you're a fan maybe of your American soccer and MLS team, like, yo.
You better prove it first.
Send us them bars.
We ain't putting your trash bars up if you just Photoshop yourself in a Columbus Crew jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just Jay-Z and
Jay-Z trying to get on
with a Save the Crew shirt.
We're the new title.
so look out for that at the end of the episode. All right. So let's...
And once again, thank you to all the Gully Squad members.
Oh, of course.
I know. We haven't said it enough. You guys are the goddamn greatest.
Yeah,
really
that Facebook group is popping.
Oh, it gets wild. Somebody asked us last night, "Hey, how do I get in the secret Facebook group?" But you better join Gully Squad.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
First of all,
how secret it is.
Nothing exists. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's get to it because this game was the most highly anticipated match in world soccer. It was happening in in Havana, Cuba.
That's right.
Okay.
The epicenter of great soccer.
Of the world economy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything go through the port of Cuba.
Yeah. I mean, none of it apparently stops there.
All the finest silks and spices.
Yeah. Definitely. We could use some toilet paper, but thank you for the silks and spices.
The food is delicious, though. Cuba played in a CONCACAF Nations League.
I believe you mean top of the group.
They're not at the top of the group right
Damn,
now.
They got knocked down?
Haiti. Well, Haiti's at the top of the group.
China, just a bunch of Haitiers.
Derek. What an unnecessary joke. But Derek Etienne is leading that charge for the Haitians. But Cuba played against the Dominican Republic.
Just like those 90s gang battles in Miami and Hialeah. Haitians versus Cubans.
Luchi Gonzalez was out there.
Just shanking dudes with absorbentes.
This is not causing any damage.
This seems to hurt my thumb more, really, than what you. Maybe just stop moving so much. Maybe I can get it in your eye.
Cuba played against the Dominican Republic in a highly anticipated match by, I'm sure, everyone listening to this show and everyone across the world.
I could just look right now. SOCL Andrew was like, yeah, this was the top of the international break. Yes. Cuba versus DR.
Cuba wins this game 1-0 in Cuba. You were driving because you had a gig.
I had a gig in upstate New York in Binghamton.
With Paul Verzee.
Paul Verzee. Check out his special on Comedy Central. It is hilarious, honestly. Yeah. I was there for the recording of it. It was dope.
Paul Verzee is hilarious. And this game was not hilarious.
No.
Not for me. A lot of anticipation here. Obviously, we were very concerned with what the result was going to be. Let's talk about the game in particular. You didn't get to watch the entire thing. I saw the entire thing. I'll be honest. I'm not really watching too many CONCACAF Nations League games. You know, like, just I'm not watching CONCACAF matches in general between Bermuda and Antigua. So that's not
countries I never heard of, like Nevins. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. So that's not, you know, we all know that CONCACAF is not filled with the most quality, which is why the U.S. should make it to every World Cup. But
whatever. Nonetheless, we said it before.
Beyond that,
why don't they just take all these Caribbean countries, like all those small islands, and put them all together as one nation? Just call them like the U.S. British Isles.
Sure. Well, I mean, tell Haitians and Dominicans to represent.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about like the Grenada, Barbados.
Because they are their own independent countries.
I know, but get together. It'd be a little better for everybody.
So look,
you may not be second in the group like Cuba, but you know, it might help.
Well, Cuba is currently third in the group.
God, we keep falling.
So first, actually, is Curacao. Haiti's second, and third is Cuba. So the reason
all soccer powerhouses.
So the reason this is significant is because the top 10 make it into the Gold Cup.
That's right.
So for a lot of these countries, they've never had the opportunity to play Cuba. I think
this just in: Cuba says they're willing to play for just a cup. Just any cup. Plastic cup is fine with them. Doesn't need to be gold.
No, does it have a handle? Please, yeah, we'll do anything.
Solo? We'll use a solo cup. We can all shower with it.
Anyway, so this game was weird. First of all, as soon as I saw the pitch looked
funny that we call it a pitch because it was a baseball stadium.
But there was the grass had not been mowed in, it seemed.
Oh, we need a mower now?
the ball was essentially like when there's a lot of rain, right?
Cushioned. It was very well cushioned.
It was skipping around because the blades of grass, like one was 3 feet tall, one was 6 inches. You know what I mean? Like there was no consistency with how the ball was gonna bounce.
Right.
Turf.
So if we put up with it. During Seattle games.
Worse than turf.
And during Portland games and during Atlanta games, we can put up with it in Cuba.
So the goal that Dominican Republic gave up, it was a big part of it was the turf, was the ground. It was
terrible clearance.
It was a terrible clearance, but because you couldn't expect where the ball was going to
bounce. I don't want to believe it. You know who expected where the bounce was going to go? The striker. The captain who got it in the back of the net ran around like him and his family get food finally. That's right. Gua wins 1-0. And don't even tell me that dogs ran in the field, because that was a that was a practice play.
There also, yes, in the beginning of the second half, two dogs ran onto the pitch.
And not friends of ours.
Not actual, my homies.
Yeah.
Not
my two of my dogs was out there.
You know, showing support, showing love. No.
David and Yusef were out there doing their thing.
No, it was Jordan Morris's dogs ran out there to disrupt the Cuban, to disrupt the Dominican attack. The Dominicans had the ball, and then two dogs came out. So, and the ref did not stop the game.
No, why would you?
He was like, he literally did the move for like an advantage for a foul.
Dogs on the field. Yeah, that was, he was trying to hug the dogs, like trying to get the dogs to come. Come here, come here, you guys are so cute.
Insane. What, I mean, look, but we expect nothing less from a CONCACAF match, right? Always something ridiculous is going to happen. But I didn't know what to expect. There's a couple, I know there were a couple Dominican players that played on that played third and fourth division, like Spanish teams.
Yeah.
So there was clearly quality out
and
there.
And some of the Cuban players play for Mexican teams.
Yeah,
I believe Jordan. Shouts to Cuba for always starting first names with Y.
Oh, the Y, yeah.
Jordan Eduardo Santa Cruz.
Jordan. The GOAT.
Yeah. 23.
Oh, Jordan's playing soccer now. He went from basketball to baseball to basketball, not to soccer.
He brings the dogs out with him. Jordan.
This is for my dogs. This is for my dog.
With my dogs at you right here. So he's the one who put the goal in. He's their captain. And I believe I don't know if he still does. I know he used to play for a Mexican team. So,
well, the game was ridiculous, right? The game was there was a lot of fouls. I was impressed with the Dominican team in their ability to I think early on in the game they were like, "Yo, this pitch is trash. We can't get the ball forward.
That's Dominicans complaining about everything."
The Dominican team was time wasting at like the seventh minute. They were getting ready to make this game filthy. There was a lot of they clearly watched Neymar at the World Cup and were trying to just like eat up the clock as much as they could, because all they really needed was a point, and a point kind of almost guarantees a spot in the Gold Cup,
right? For both top 10
for both teams. Yes.
And there's not a lot of high quality competitors.
That's right.
And by the way, sorry, he plays for CD Santiago de Cuba. So okay. He's played only in Cuba. There was maybe he's a little bit older now. But when the U.S. played against Cuba, there was a player that played for a Mexican team.
Okay. So what's separating a lot of the teams is goal differential. Because there's how many teams that there are 34 nations that are involved and on the top 10 going to the Gold Cup.
I would love for someone to name 25 nations in this region.
I don't think anybody, it has nothing to do with, just name 25 Caribbean countries. You know,
yeah,
what
that's
mean?
What I'm like, saying. I guarantee you.
It'd be quite
you're
hard.
You're not getting it.
But look, first place has, Curaçao has 9 points. 10th place has 6 points. But the goal difference is about 13 goals. So Curaçao has not given up one goal.
To put this into context, Jamaica, which a lot of people associate would be a powerhouse in this region, is in fifth place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. There's some teams that, and maybe this is what Nations League really does, is that,
El Salvador is in 12th.
El Salvador. Yeah. El Salvador, they're going to have trouble. If DR loses, then they're probably out. But if they draw, they need to win. They need to really need to. So the next game is not until March.
So much to wait for.
So there's so much
tension.
This Cuba DR game was so like significant for a lot of the teams, because if they would have just
Cuba
drew,
would have slipped. If they lost, they would have slipped to like 15th place. Like, that's how tight all of this is.
Yes. So it's looking like Cuba's probably going to get through. Any of the teams with 9 points will most likely get through, because it'll unless there's like El Salvador wins and also scores 42 goals in a game. I don't think there's going to be much change. But how dope. I'm just saying, look, the Gold Cup next year
how dope is it going to be if Cuba and DR are there? And you know one of these games is going to be at, like, Rebel Arena.
Oh, my God. It would be litty. All the old Cubans just out there.
Yeah. Like, you know how we saw the doubleheader between – it was Canada and French Guyana. French Guyana. And then we saw Costa Rica
– versus Honduras.
Honduras. Yeah. Like, it might be Cuba, DR, and then, like, you know, another – then like there was a second match.
Yo, I will be tailgating for 5 hours.
So,
before
look,
game.
We're hoping for this more than anything. It would just be so dope to.
Canada is in fifth place. Like, there's. Anything can happen.
Cuba is above Canada.
That's right. For, always.
Forever, all right?
Yeah. We've been saying that.
You've listened to this show before.
Yo, we said that like in the first 100 episodes.
Every single episode, we kind of mentioned how Cuba is a better soccer nation than Canada.
Let's try to Alfonso Davies, step your game up, and learn a little something from Jordan Santa Cruz.
So wild, man. It just look, these games are just, if you ever have an opportunity to watch these Nations League games,
they're on some website, right?
At CONCACAF Go.
CONCACAF Go, which and it's, no one can spell CONCACAF. Just Google it. But they put the games up for free.
Yeah, you just make an account and you can watch the games.
Oh, watch them.
Okay, well, you know, there's always the dodgy stream. I can't even imagine what a dodgy stream for a CONCACAF game will look like. You know what I mean?
It's a guy trying to draw
it. The legit stream is brutal. It's not good.
What's the bootleg look like? It's a Facebook Live. Someone just has their phone up.
Yeah, it's just Alexis's cousins Facebook Living.
Oye, pero qué va a ganar?
So, yeah. So, look, wild. It's just way more entertaining than I expected. I thought this international break was gonna be like, oh, the dumb,
yeah,
you know, U.S. losing and all that. But no, man, there's a lot. I like these Nations League games because they're not friendlies, and the smaller soccer
There's
nations.
There's something to play for these smaller
they're
nations.
Clearly, it's like the Gold Cup is on the line, and they're like, all right, these
Which
are
is
important.
Huge for them.
It would be so much money, a huge step
and they
up.
Wouldn't know what to do with all this
they
money.
Would know.
Cuba literally would not know what to do with all this money.
I mean, they would have to give it away to the government.
Yeah. Raul Castro gets all the money. Not what they want.
They're playing for Raul. Yeah.
Hurry up or Fidel will kill you.
All right, so let's talk about the MLS playoff matches that are coming up. We have there's four teams remaining. Portland Timbers and Sporting Kansas City and Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. The first game, it will be between Atlanta and the Red Bulls at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Who do you got, Alexis?
I've said this and I'll say it again. I think I would like for the final to be in New York so we can save a little money as opposed to flying somewhere for MLS Cup. That said,
very selfish. Oh, yeah. The Atlanta United fans are like, excuse me?
Yeah, that's true. That said, I do think it will be Atlanta versus Portland.
Okay.
But I think Portland wins.
Oh, you think Portland wins the thing?
MLS Cup.
I think Portland always, you know, same way when they won in 2015, you know, they don't just power through the playoffs.
No.
They scratch and claw and crawl.
That's why you can't plan for them efficiently.
Yeah.
You can't.
They have a little something else that the other teams don't have.
They're a little gully. I'm not sure they're going to win the right way. You know what I mean? Gio Severis is like, you know what we talked about.
They might need a double post, maybe a triple post. Yeah.
Thing bangs off to the next one.
Maybe you can hit. What was the game?
It would hit the corner, the middle of the crossbar, and come back down.
Yeah, there was a game that happened that it hit all three. I don't remember what it was.
I know what you're talking about. I think it was in Europe.
Yeah. Well, I think it was last year or early this year, something like that. But they might. They have a little bit of that magic. That's why you can't count them out. But we've seen Sporting Kansas City, especially the last few weeks. I think this will be the toughest challenge for Portland to get. Sporting Kansas City, I think, was definitively the best team in the Western Conference. They obviously won the West, but they, especially in the last couple months, the last like 2 months, they looked sharp.
Yeah. Look, I think Red Bulls have probably the highest quality across the board, right? Their median is higher than anyone else's. They don't have as big a drop-off between their biggest superstar and their lowest quality player.
Yeah.
That said, and I do have a lot of confidence in their ability to play, I think in order for them to be able to score, if BWP is taken out of the game defensively, I think that forces everyone else to have to come up a little bit more, play a much higher line so that they can have other people come in and score, which they're capable of, right? You got Mule can always come in and score. You got Royer can always come in and score. You've got guys like Tyler Adams. You've got guys like Daniel Etienne Jr. who comes in the second half.
Derek Etienne.
Whatever. I got most of the words right. You've got players that come in and can score. They've also got Kaku, which does amazing things.
Yeah.
That said, if you can take BWP out, there's just not a big a threat up front, and that leaves room open for a potentially very quick and lethal counterattack by Atlanta United.
Look,
Atlanta United can do that.
They can, but they haven't done it against the Red Bulls this year. The Red Bulls have had their number. Pretty dominant. If Red Bulls have a good away leg, in this first game, I don't think Atlanta can overcome that. I still think the Red Bulls have their number. There's something when the Red Bulls play Atlanta, it's a little different than when they play NYCFC, when I think it's a little bit more emotional and they can, you know, their mistakes can be made. There's pressure to not lose.
I see your point.
But with Atlanta, they're like, oh, you're the new guys? I don't care. And they go in with like a different confidence that I think that they don't go in playing against NYCFC. So even though I think Atlanta is the better team over NYCFC. So if this first leg
over Red Bulls, you mean?
No, I think Atlanta, I'm saying that they're
a better comparable. Yeah.
Yeah. If Red Bulls went into NYCFC games with the confidence that they played Atlanta with, I think they would do better. But I think if the Red Bulls get one goal, and they're pretty good on the road, right? So like, even against Columbus, they only gave up one goal, and they were able to overcome that. But if they score one at Mercedes-Benz, I think they pretty much got it. I think they're gonna be pretty dominant at Red Bull Arena.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You guys know what we just said, so let us know if you think we're right or wrong. Calm down, Atlanta fans.
I think Atlanta fans, from what I gather, based on what everybody's writing on Twitter, they're not super like optimistic. They're accepting the belief.
They're excited, but they're not.
But it's like, yo, we got embarrassed this year by this team. This, you know, we can't go on being like, yo, this is gonna be a piece of cake.
I was in Atlanta for one of those games, right? Wasn't that the Atlanta Rebel game? I was down there for Red Clay.
Oh yeah, you were Red Clay.
And I watched it with the fans. That was not a fun game to watch with the fans.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You and McCann's wife just furious.
Well, one of us deleted our accounts.
Who's back on Twitter?
Hey, welcome back,
Gainer McCann. Yeah. So after. Hopefully, during these playoffs, you won't.
She claps back for her, man.
You better watch out for Gator.
Yeah, watch out.
So that's it. It's a bummer that there is that the MLS takes this break, but
that might be going away.
That might be going away.
The Athletic is reporting that they're trying to find a way to jam basically the MLS Cup final into before this international break that we're having right now. So it would be November. Let me look this up. Sorry, November 8th and 15th. It would fall somewhere between November 8th and 15th. So that would mean potentially getting rid of home and away, two-leg playoff matches. That may still happen for the final, for like this semifinal, I'm assuming maybe. But it looks like it'll be all single elimination.
Yeah, so this was reported by Mickey Turner, who writes for The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And he's I believe he's a Seattle Sounders fan. But he's the lawyer that I always go to when all the Austin stuff was going on and Columbus and everything. He's just on top of it. He's like the MLS lawyer that we can just go to who stays on top of this stuff. But he's writing for The Athletic now, and this is an interesting move because one, it would resolve the issue of the MLS Cup final happening before the international break. But I think this is where it might get divisive for some people, where adding another playoff team to it.
Yeah, that's right. So they're going to go to, what is it, 7 or 9?
I don't know. Why would it be an odd number, though? That'd be strange.
So
I guess somebody gets a bye.
Here we go. Hold on. It's somewhere around here.
So
I should have put this up right up front. When we talk about it,
it was basically they're going to add more teams, and then instead of having two legs, have a single elimination. So it'll
go to 12 teams in 2015. It went to 12 teams in 2015. It'll go 14 of 24. will make the playoffs.
Okay, so
in
two
preparation
more.
Of the 28 teams. So when it goes up to 28, that's not going to continue to increase. It'll stay at 14. So it'll be 12 teams that miss it. But for the next few years, if enacted, it'll be only 10 teams missing the playoffs.
Okay,
out of 24.
So it's similar it's similar to NFL. A little bit, where all the games are single elimination.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know any other league where this many people get into playoffs. Maybe hockey? I don't know that much about hockey.
It's 16, 8 and 8. It's just like the NBA.
Okay. Wow.
So wait, so in the NBA, 16 out of what? They have, how many teams they have? 32?
Yeah, 34 maybe.
I don't think it's that many. I think it's 32.
All right, we're not good at math. Just nonetheless, a lot of teams are getting in the playoffs.
So look, I mean, it's weird. I guess it seems strange in soccer because there's not many leagues with that many teams. That's really why it seems like everybody gets in. But
right, FIFA rules are you have to stop at 20 teams. That's a league.
No. Oh, you have to stop at 20 teams?
Yeah, 20 teams is a league, minimum and max.
No, because Bundesliga is 18.
Is it?
Yeah, Bundesliga is not 20 teams.
I guess it's not a minimum. All right, well... Glad you listened to us figure that out.
Nah, you're not here for facts.
Yeah, never. Fax machine is unplugged, my guy.
So, I think this. I don't know how I feel personally. I don't know how I feel about adding more playoff teams.
Whatever. I'm just happy we don't have a break before MLS Cup.
Yeah,
That's all.
And I think I'm willing to make that compromise. More playoff teams, but no, but the MLS Cup final happening before the international break.
MLS playoffs are going to be lit if that many teams are in, but it's all single elimination. Just teams going to be knocked out every day.
Knockout games, yeah. It'll be. I mean, there was a great knockout game. So.
Oh, they were amazing this year.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll stay on top of it. Hopefully, some changes made because I think this break is just wildly unnecessary and really. Drops like kills the steam.
I agree.
MLS is that the playoffs bring. All right, everybody. Thank you again for listening to the show. Thank you for thank you for joining us on this journey, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans. So gone, so gone. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. I spend a lot of time on the wrong things. I worry about everything that this light brings. Seeing is believing, got my visine. Just know I'm off the liquor, so I might sing. Now I stick to rapping, man, I always made it happen. Never the one that waited. Friends turn to foes, loved ones turn to hate it. Gotta thank God for the life that we created. Barbershop bars, now I'm really getting faded. Shit, rush hour, maybe we should wait a bit. Wait for it, pause for a moment just to take a flick. Take another, always there for me like some season ticks. Now I'm in the game, really hope you see the shit. Yeah, yeah. Forecast said that the rain gon' fall. And it's falling. Been up all night just waiting for your call. Can you please quit stalling? I'm headed for the stars, but I stopped in your galaxy. Take another shot and one while they follow me. Mother never proud of me. Same old story, seems like my whole life been an episode of Mark. Says we come over, put the pedal to the metal. We used to go together like the bass with the treble. One phone call, pulling strings like Geppetto. Two right feet as I dance with the devil. Got my life in my hands, but my grip's getting looser. Careful what you wish for, you just might lose it. Thank God for the wrongs, made me wanna live right. It's been a long, long night, yeah. Tell me. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I'm just working. It's just like, I've been really busy lately. I'm sorry I couldn't call you.
You're just never answering the phone anymore.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, life's been so crazy lately, you know? I'm just trying to provide, make a good life first.
But you said I was the number one, and now I'm not.
No, I mean, it's not that you're not number one. It's just, there's so many other things.
You're supposed to be here for me, and you're not.
I'm trying. I'm really trying, babe.
I just need you.
I know, but it's just things are just hard right now, you know?
Na 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 na. Yeah. Na 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 na.
Nah, 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 nah. I spend a lot of time on the wrong things. I worry about everything that this light brings. Seeing is believing, got my vibes seen. Just know I'm off the liquor, so I might sing. Just know I'm off the liquor, so I might sing. Seeing is believing, got my vibes seen. I worry about everything that this life brings. I spend a lot of time on the wrong things, on the wrong things, yeah.